Good morning, the Exotic Expert. This is Emily. Hey, Kev. Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Is Dora, have we got a Super Lauren implant in her? No. No, and it's been well over. We only put a 6 month in September last year, so she would be like quite over. Like that would be completely sort of not working like now. Who's yeah. Of course, of course. Kev, can I put you on hold for a moment? Because we're fully booked today, but I'm going to see. I'm sure that Vanessa would be happy for you to drop her off so that we can just have a look just to see if it is the same. Or if it is something else that's causing her crop to be not mobile, like motile. Because I don't want to recommend you to use the paraffin oil if it's something else, and then that makes it worse. All right. Can I pop you on hold for just a moment? All right. Thanks. If you don't mind holding just for another minute, Vanessa said she'll actually just have a chat to you on the phone, if that's okay. Oh, all right. Well, just leave you waiting. I won't be too long. Thanks, Kev.
Hi, Kevin. How are you? Hi. So she's not doing well. Yeah. Ah, no. Yep. Is she passing poo? Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yep. So no fecal matter at all, only urine. Okay. Overwhelming, yeah. 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 We could try that to see if. So, do you think that the lack of feces is because she hasn't been eating in the last 24 hours, or she's been eating and the crop's become so distended she's stopped? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and has that moved through? How is she in herself? Is she bright or is she quite flat? Yeah. 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 So we can use paraffin. You'd have to give it preferably in the food or with a feeding tube because the worry is that they aspirate it because it's oil, you know. So you could do a mill and just make sure it's gone in past the glottis, like right down into the esophagus to give it directly. That's the only way I would give it. And I guess the worry is like for me, I wasn't worried that her crop wasn't moving, but there was a lot of like felt like soft tissue distension in the abdomen. So if it's something nasty, you know, if it's leukosis or something causing a cancer in the reproductive tract, for example, that's going to behave like an up and down presentation. And it's really hard to work out where we go next diagnostically, because often we need to work out if it's in the gut or potentially the reproductive tract. And the two ways that we do that will be contrast. So we watch the contrast go through the gut and see if it passes through or if it's being obstructed somewhere. So we give her a bright solution and then x-ray her. So that would be one way of addressing it. I don't know how far you guys want to go interventionally to work it out, because ultimately, if it's not the gut, then it's going to be something happening in the reproductive tract, and the only way we get through it is with surgery. I know how invasive stuff can be as well. Like, she may have that, but she may not be able to do anything for her. No, I know. I know. So you could add paraffin and see if that helps with the gut motility. And I think if she's still going downhill to Monday, I would probably send her to heaven if it was getting to the point where she hadn't shown any improvement, because my money's on something like a leukosis, cancer, because she's not the sort of bird that you've had, you know, wandering around the yard, gorging on grass, or showing signs that she's eaten something that's not food. It's not likely to be there's certainly elevation in the white cell count, which is why she's on the antibiotic, but she should be improving by now if it was just salpingitis with infection, you know. Yeah, they do, yeah. Not happening. No. Yeah. 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 Yep. It's an option. It just means that the gut has to be moving to do it. So she's passing something and the paraffin might help. I would not sure about keeping up the meloxicam if she's not eating. I'd probably rather on a different pain reliever. You know, normally we'd use something like tramadol. Not sure if you've got any of that at home. Yeah. It'd be less aggressive on her bowel, that's all. Yep. And I'll get you to increase the amoxil dose as well, because we're on the low end of normal. And the worst case scenario, we'll go high and see if it improves her. Go really high. Go 2.5 mils twice a day. Let me just double check the concern. When you look at your bottle, it's 50 milligrams per mil, I think. So divided by, yep. Yeah, it's, so you can go 2.5 mils twice a day. But the other way to do it would be if I make you up some injections. It's totally up to you, because I can make them up for you to collect this morning if that's going to be feasible. Otherwise, over the next 2 days, if you use up what you've got of the amoxil, because we've increased the dose and she's not better by Monday, we're in pretty dire straits. Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to say, like, you'll only have enough at the bare maximum to get you through a big dose tonight, a big dose tomorrow morning, and hopefully a big dose tomorrow night. Okay. So then by Monday, if she's turning around, we know that the higher dose has knocked a potential oviduct infection on the head. That's where I think it is. I think she's possibly ovulated. I think there's no egg necessarily to pass. I think there's a slug in there that's infected. That's the norm on these sorts of presentations, with her still being relatively well when we saw her. And the low-end doses hasn't been enough. And if that was going to be the case, they'd probably dispense you a different antibiotic by injection. Yeah. Yep. Yes, so the tramadol you've got at home, is that the 50 milligram per mil? Oh, okay. Yeah, so keep her on the meloxicam then if you don't have tramadol, that's fine. As long as you're giving her food. All right. So I think the only other thing we could do is dispense some metamide injections, which help the bowel move. So again, you'd need to come in to get them today so that they would work. So yeah, so I'd probably dispense you with four of those, so you could give it morning and night in the next 2 days. Because if we don't see an improvement by Monday, it's really bad news. But I think if you're going to give injections for that, you might as well get injectable antibiotics so that they work. And then we'll see where we are by Monday. And you will have made a call as well by then to say, okay, look, she's getting worse, or it's actually helped, you know. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just making it up now. So anytime. Yeah. Yeah, that's no dramas. So, yeah. Have you got paraffin at home, or do you want me to dispense that too? Paraffin won't go off. So otherwise I'll just dispense some more, because if you think it's contaminated with what you were giving Nora, I'll just make up a new bottle. It's much easier and better to do that. Yep. Cool. All right, mate. We'll do that. Yeah. See you soon. No worries. Bye.